Poems from Western China, New Energy. Crunched lavender stone of day, in times past jade invading horsemen flew over these steps. Diving hawks, banners of war howling from the mountain on the grey day. Pastures fertile, as recently as my boyhood, said the bus driver, crunch of pebbles underfoot. Not a camel or goat in view, little breeze, lazily humming, wind turbines to the horizon, highway to a future bright. Khotan. To Khotan for jade, desert power pouring its thirst into the immortal. The wishing trees, tangled roots, holding plant and soil together, are long gone. The worker leaves for lunch. An hour later, his sand-coated desk blows towards him. Caller. Driving into Caller, home of the Caller pair, rows of giant black metal bells, a bevy of cranes, a tangle of wire, wedged into desert, a cupful or infinity, belching from their Lego forms, hard black at the rectangle, through the cutting, all rock colour, turquoise, vermilion, burnt sienna, bead sellers, oven bread, black hard eyes at the diagonal, the hovering mill. Clear to a distance, and up the road, Caller, needle skyscrapers beseeching a noxious umbrella sky. Alien coal, corn, air pollution, the black humour plan, dig for coal in the west, but ruefully, said the Greenpeace activist, coal swallowing water like a demon who knows only thirst. Shrinking water table. Somewhere on the road between Caller and Uxu, a metre-wide oasis, bubbling brook, a blaze of sunflowers, lush, sprightly corn, a soft, buffeting breeze, a boy there, and the iron rocks of the wasteland telling you it is us and only us. Deserts universal. At Dunhuang, the sands parted for the explorer, unveiling the celestial Avalokiteshvara, blue and gold-leafed. Camels hum and lie down, arrogance flies off for a short break. Grey, silent desert, you open up and reveal a city alive on the draughtsman's table. Grey water, wave-marked, moves over, salt crystals glittering light. At dusk, an amber sedimentary glow, salt heaps wait for trucks to scoop, motoring on the horizon.